It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, the game may have been in Milwaukee, but at Citi Field last night, cheering fans going wild at a watch party as the Mets pulled off an improbable ninth-inning comeback that now sends them to the National League Division Series.
And Howie Rose couldn't have set the moment up any better on Odyssey Mets Radio.
You think back to Pete Alonso's career with the Mets and the chance that this could be his final at-bat as a Met.
But it would not be the Polar Bear's swan song.
Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead.
And when the 4-2 win was over, Alonso talked about what he'd done.
It's just been such a great ride all year, and I'm just happy I could come through for my team right there. It's a really special moment.
The first in MLB history to hit a go-ahead homer in the ninth inning or later in a winner-take-all postseason game with his team behind. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Well, cue the new theme song. Oh my God. The hit song from Mets infielder Jose Iglesias, remixed by the one and only Pitbull. And Mets fans are definitely dancing this morning.
If the Empire State Building could dance, it probably would be. Illuminated all night, blue and orange, to honor the truly amazing Mets. His longtime fan, Chris Wright.
They're peaking and they're playing really well. They're scrambling. You know, it's really tough to, you don't bet against a team with this kind of heart.
Heart, and of course they have Pete Alonso. Bob Sayer is a bartender at Judy Z's in Soho.
That's what they call sweet justice, right? That guy's a monster. And he hit the ball to right field and hit it about 350 to right. I mean, he's a beast.
A beast, a hero. OMG, hashtag clinched. Glenn Schuch, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Game one against the Phillies is tomorrow, 4 p.m. in Philadelphia. The Yankees begin their playoff run tomorrow night against the Royals in the Bronx. All right, no need to stock up on toilet paper. Cheers a celebration at the port in Red Hook, Brooklyn, when striking dock workers heard they would be suspending their strike. That's after the ILA, the International Longshoremen's Association, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance cleared one major hurdle.
At the end of the third day of a strike between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, saying they've come to this tentative deal that would address one of the big sticking points in the negotiations, and that's wages. What we know, according to sources familiar with this agreement, is that the workers' wages in this new six-year contract, so over the course of 6 years, wages would go up by 62%.
That's correspondent Elizabeth Schulze. Workers were also striking at the port in Bayonne, where Mayor Jimmy Davis says,
I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it wasn't, you know, a prolonged strike. I think that works for both sides, and it works for everybody else, especially a lot of the people that have ancillary jobs because of the port that, you know, that are not union jobs.
In a statement, President Biden applauded both sides for coming together to get the ports reopened, saying collective bargaining works and is critical to build a stronger economy from the middle out and the bottom up. Mayor Adams has vowed to stay in office as he fights federal corruption charges, but a new poll might give him pause. The Marist survey finds 66% of New Yorkers want him to resign, including 71% of Democrats. If he doesn't, 63% say Governor Hochul should remove him from office. 65% think he did something illegal, and 81%, including 80% of Democrats, don't want him to run for re-election next year. Cops investigating a fatal stabbing at a deli in the Bronx. The victim, 29-year-old Gwendolyn Guyton, who was found with stab wounds to the neck and torso. The circumstances are not yet clear, but reports say two women had gotten into an argument at the Jose Mini Market at 549 Southern Boulevard. Guyton's mother spoke to 1010 Winds.
She's very much a human being. I mean, she had a family that loved her. Her brother's in the United States Army right now in training. And she has a son.
It's not clear what Guyton and the other woman were arguing about. So far, no arrest. The funeral is today for 17-year-old Bella Trezza. She and 18-year-old Riley Groot both killed in last month's horrible crash in West Babylon, in which the car that she was driving was struck by another car. That driver, 33-year-old Michael Desmond, was also killed. Police say he had run a red light. The service for Bella, 10 a.m., at Our Lady of Grace Church in West Babylon. Ahead of Monday's one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas terror attacks in Israel that ignited a war in the Middle East, local commemorations will begin tonight. That includes a special Shabbat service at Manhattan's Temple Emmanuel. That service will be streamed live on YouTube. You can see a guide for other commemorations at our website, 1010winds.com. The NYPD promising tight security at Jewish sites around town, and the mayor saying any demonstrators who break the law will be arrested. A decade later, a milestone for the Brooklyn District Attorney who is determined to right past wrongs.
Police and prosecutors and judges make mistakes.
It's critical for the sake of justice to go back, investigate these cases to make sure that the office got it right, and if it got it wrong, to correct those miscarriages of justice.
Which is what Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez has done for 40 wrongfully convicted people since 2014. Going back 20 or 30 years and reinvestigating a case is not easy work.
There's a lot of years of lost lifetime in jail. A lot of families have suffered because their loved ones have been incarcerated.
The ADAs in the unit go to other cities to educate prosecutors and are educated themselves by the exonerees who come in to share their stories. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Anyone who feels they have a wrongful conviction in Brooklyn can apply to have your case re-examined.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Fun.
All right, some fun stuff this weekend to support two animal rescue groups in the boroughs, Puppy Kitty NYC and Waggy Tail Rescue. Sunday evening, a comedy show at 1 and 1 at 76 East 1st Street in Manhattan will be raising money for those groups. It's organized by comedian Chris Ferretti, who tells 1010 Winds, too many animals are ending up in shelters because people can't afford to take care of them.
And we also know that right now these animal rescues, they too are also feeling the pinch. And so we wanted to do, me and my comedy buddies, as well as my lovely wife here, Julie Rose Wallach, we wanted to set up a nice night of comedy.
On the lineup,
Joey Gay from Last Comic Standing. We have Remy Casimir from the host of How Come, Rob Paravonian from Comedy Central, Tom Alfano, Todd Monacy, Holly Dorito, Chris Wagner, Bob Bell, John S. Hall from King Missile. Like, we have real killers here.
And check this out. Chris told our producer, John Davis.
I grew up listening to 1010 Winds with my father long before the advent of the internet. So this is a really big deal. And a lot of people might just look at this as a radio show. But for me, this is the equivalent of me and my family of being on The Tonight Show.
Wow. Thank you. The show will happen Sunday at 5 p.m. Tickets are available through Eventbrite, or you can go to 1&1NYC on Instagram and just scan the QR code on the flyer. Well, during the day on Saturday, Muddy Paws Rescue hosting a block party from 10 to 5. That's on West 54th Street between 9th and 10th Avenues. 75-plus adoptable dogs and cats from Muddy Paws, ACC, Best Friends, and Animal Haven. Plus, you could have pet portraits done, dog yoga, lawn games, food, live music, the whole shebang. Get more info on that on social media at Muddy Paws Rescue NYC. It'll be a howling good time all across the city as Trick or Treats Streets returns. That's Halloween-themed block parties all across the five boroughs, both Saturday and Sunday, in partnership with the City Department of Transportation. It includes on Castleton Avenue on Staten Island a Bike the Block event. That's on Woodside Avenue in Queens. Also, the inaugural BQ Flea Market in Williamsburg. That's under the BQE at Meeker Avenue between Union and Lorimer Streets. Also, other events taking place later this month. You can get the full schedule at nyc.gov.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.